another year older, another year wiser, but I still go to school to get an education. I do each and every day like a mini vacation. All grown up, I really want to shout it out. All grown up, I want the world to know. All grown up, I really want to shout it out. All grown up with you. All grown up with you.
I'll be sure to tell my parents.
Yeah! Whoopee! Yo, yo, yo! Right! Yes!
Wow.
Yo, yo, yo! Right!
It's all about having your own identity. That's why I have to have a navel piercing exactly like Emika's.
Piercing? I fainted when my mother got contacts.
So what's up with this living skills seminar? No books, no tests. What's the catch?
I heard they pair everybody up in fake marriages.
Just so you know, Angelica, if we end up together, I'm gonna have to put my foot down about that belly button ring.
Unless you really want it.
Guys, guys, did you hear? Did you hear?
I know. Living skills class.
No, about me. I was nominated for a National Junior Presidential Achievement Scholarship. Big deal. I'm getting a navel piercing just like Emika.
Oh, yeah, that'll get you into Harvard.
I can't believe Neil Stanton's gonna be signing his rockin' new shoes at the mall.
Who? Only the world's greatest soccer player.
The man's a genius midfielder with a boot like a cannon. And I'll be stuck in school.
Or maybe we won't.
What are you saying? We can't ditch school. We'll get caught.
It'll be cake. We'll just leave the house like we do every morning, except we'll go to the mall. No one will ever know.
Oh, why'd you tell me that? Now Mr. Shackley will ask me where you are, and I'm a terrible liar. I blink when I lie.
So come along. You can shoot video for the local news.
I'm in.
Hey, Dee. I need you to walk to school with me tomorrow. I've got to carry the entire solar system, and there's a couple of new nebulae I discovered.
Oh, gee, I can't. I'm on honorary crossing guard.
Okay. Phew. Maybe if he wears sunglasses.
The cornerstone of all successful relationships are the three C's. Communication, cooperation, and compromise. Three things my ex-boyfriend Arthur lacked. The man had the sensitivity of a potato. But I digress. After choosing mates, you will be occupations, and together you will plan a wedding, learn to budget, and make provisions for children.
Excuse me, Miss O'Keefe. I'm not sure I'm ready for a wife. Can I just take hold of the class goldfish?
Not a wife, Charles. For this special class, you will be known as Spouse 1 and Spouse 2. I have written half of the class's names on pieces of paper. The other half will choose a partner from this greasy paper bag.
Daryl, Daryl, Daryl!
Angelica, Angelica, Angelica. Angelica, Angelica, Angelica.
Harriet? Who's Harriet?
That's me.
Leslie Kaminsky? There's no Leslie in this class.
That's me.
Fridge Kaminsky? Your name is Leslie? Nice name.
Angelica? I can't be married
like life, you'll have to learn to live with your choices. Tomorrow we'll begin your fake life with a field trip. Now let's see what disappointments the world of employment has in store for you.
Just keep it casual.
Bye, Mom.
Well, we're off to school now, like we do every morning. Yeah, here we go. To school.
You think I sounded nervous?
Not at all, swamp thing.
Daryl ends up being an internet zillionaire married to Brianna, a supermodel, while I'm a plumber married to a waitress with six kids.
Chillax, it's not even real.
Now the junior presidential scholarship, that's real.
Prestigious high school, elite music conservatory. I wowed them with this speech today, and I'm gold.
Can't you put that on the floor?
That laptop has the only copy of my speech on it. It is staying where I can see it.
Maybe I can still break them up before the wedding.
Sit down. Ugh. 5 hours from now, my life is gonna change forever, and I don't want you messing with it. So just hitch your caboose to the Susie Express and ride your way to an easy A.
But before City Hall and the Marriage Bureau, we will be visiting various shops to research wedding costs. Oh, and I'd like to thank Principal Pangborn for volunteering to chaperone today.
Yeah, I thought we were going to the zoo.
Now, why would I say zoo? Part of our first C, communication, is listening. Perhaps you'd like to cover this with the class.
I can't. I have to face forward or I Ralph.
Oh, how romantic.
So, you want to be spouse one or spouse two?
I know this is kind of awkward, me being the breadwinner and you having to give up your career to raise our three kids, but I really think we can make this work.
I always wanted to get married on a beach with bagpipes.
You're kidding, so did I. What's your favorite sandwich?
Cucumber and onions.
On wheat.
Angelica, hurry up! We're not supposed to be trying these on!
Oh, lighten up. We can't afford this anyway. Not on your crummy salary. Maybe if you took a night job.
It's not real.
Okay, everyone, it's time to leave this graveyard of shattered dreams.
Angelica, hurry!
Uh-oh. Quick, get me out of this! I'm stuck!
Annoy!
Ow! Stop complaining and sucking your head!
Fenster, Kaminsky! Carmichael, Pickles!
Here!
You know, for something so expensive, you think they could have thrown in a zipper.
Oh, no! They're gone!
License, the first step in that amazing adventure called life.
Fishing, fishing, fishing! That's all you ever talk about!
I'm a fisherman!
And there's your fairy tale ending.
The board come. I can't help feeling I've lost something.
Where else is he and Angelica?
I can't believe they left without us.
This downtown air is not good for combination skin.
Stop whining, I got it wired. We're supposed to meet our class for lunch by the horse statue, and there it is.
That doesn't look like a horse.
It's modern art. It's not supposed to look like what it is. Besides, how many horse statues can they have in one park?
They knew we were supposed to meet here. How many horse statues can there be in one park?
We'll double back. Knowing Angelica, she probably got caught up shopping.
Oh, I should have brought my car. I have flares.
We are only minutes away from meeting the world's greatest soccer player.
Ditching was the best idea you ever had. Was that Mom's car?
No, would you, Max? Think about it. You could be at school right now like the rest of the world. Whoa. Actually, I think the rest of the world is here.
Guys! Hey, guys!
Hey, Tommy. How'd getting out of the house go?
Piece of cake. No tea. Dill! How'd you know I was ditching?
Oh, I don't know.
Frankly, I'm hurt you'd leave your little bro behind.
Did I ever not invite you when I visited the fourth dimension?
I don't consider being thrown in the linen closet to smell your farts another dimension.
I don't get it. They were supposed to be here for lunch. This is a disaster.
Tell me about it. This is just the kind of crisis that could bring Brianna and Daryl together.
Don't you ever think about anything but you and your imaginary problems? I need to get back to school for my interview. You got any money?
Lipstick, lip liner, lip brush, cell phone.
Oh! Cell phone! Cell phone!
Yes, way to go, Angelica!
Oh, no juice.
Way to go, Angelica.
Wait a minute. My backpack. Where's my backpack? Oh, I had it right here! Where's my backpack?
So what? Your mom will buy you a new backpack. Do you know how many backpacks I've lost by accident on purpose?
Did any of them have a laptop in it with a 3-page speech that was going to change your destiny?
No, but one had an Emeka keychain in it I really liked.
I left it at the bridal shop. Come on, we're going to go back.
Forget it. I'm waiting here for our class.
Fine, I'm going.
You want to buy some stereo speakers? A live ferret?
Get up!
They left here an hour ago.
An hour? I don't think I can handle the stress. This will fall into you.
I'll notify the authorities. Useless, just like Arthur.
I don't get it. Why don't they have heads anymore?
Oh... Hey, Harold, I need your advice. You're a fake psychiatrist. How come Fridge never listens to me?
You have to find a common interest. Art is origami.
We're not lost. That bridal store is just around this corner.
Wait a minute. This tattoo parlor wasn't here before.
Right, they just put it up an hour ago. Tattoo parlor.
Hey, sorry, hon. We don't do piercings unless you're 18 or older.
Listen, lady. I may look like I'm fresh off the farm, but I've been around the block. Trust me, I've seen it all.
I don't suppose I could leave her here with you.
Good boy, I'm in a safe place. No one can hurt me now.
Knock it off!
Yeah, Phil, no one's gonna catch us.
Yeah, it's not like the security guys in the mall are paying attention. They're too busy scarfing down cheese on a stick.
Security guys?
Yeah, the ones watching all those surveillance cameras.
I'm a good boy. I won't get in trouble. I'm a good boy.
For someone who's always mapping out their future, you have one lousy sense of direction.
Fine. I'll ask someone, okay?
Get off my back, woman!
Excuse me, is there a bridal store?
미안해요. 영어 못해요.
Excuse me, do you know a...
Everything's in Korean.
Really? Maybe that's why they call it Koreatown.
Boy, I must be really hungry, because that duck hanging by its neck in that window is looking good.
Oh, found a dollar.
Yes!
there's a payphone! Ooh, we can get the number for the bridal shop, tell them to hold my backpack, have them call the school! And Susie Express is back on track!
Ever try kimchi? It's not bad. And I got this whole thing for a dollar.
What? What?
You just ate my future!
Future, future, future. Can't you talk about anything else?
It wouldn't hurt if you thought about yours once in a while.
I think about my future. Do you know how long I spend every night laying out my clothes for the next morning?
This is getting us nowhere. Maybe it's time to use the three C's. Communication, cooperation, and compromise.
Bossy, big mouth, I wish we never got married! We did it!
Back off, sister. I got 1 hour to find my laptop and get to school, and I am not gonna let anything get in my way! You might as well just fit me for that paper hat right now, because my future is dead. How's this sound? Would you like fries with that?
Come on, Susie, we'll get back. I have a plaid mini I have to accessorize for tomorrow.
How do you do that?
Do what?
Skate through life, focused on the most superficial things without any concern for the future.
We're 13, it's our job. You know, Susie, you can plan every second of your life, but won't that be kind of boring? All I'm saying is if you're only looking down the road, you'll never see the half-off signs along the way.
I've got kimchi in my pocket and I'm not afraid to use it!
What are you two girls doing way out here?
We're lost! Do you know that bridal shop near the park?
Oh, let's just go home.
Sure, I know it. Got my dress there.
Wanna see our wedding picture?
There you go.
Ah! There he is, Phil! There he is!
No names. I told you it's Rico.
What? You can't!
Sorry.
Hey, just you hold on. This is my sister. She's his biggest fan. She knows all his moves. She has all his posters.
Shh, you're gonna figure out we ditched.
I don't care. I am not leaving until she gets his autograph.
Then neither are we.
Oh, fine. This way.
Thanks, Rico.
I talked to the police and they have staked out the school. They're sure the girls will turn up.
I keep seeing their little faces, so alone and scared. I feel so helpless.
You really care about these children, don't you? I never realized what a sensitive, caring, bald man you are.
What can I say? I have so much love to give.
Help me! Help me! I don't know anymore. What do I have to do to reach you? Just once, I'd like to hear, how's the egg salad, Chucky?
I'm sorry. Did you say something? I'm deaf in this ear.
You're deaf?
Sure. I thought everybody knew that.
Look who you're talking to. I'm not exactly in the loop. Wow. All this time I thought you were ignoring me.
Chucky, right?
Yeah.
So, how was your egg salad?
I better get a lawyer for this.
You know, you don't have to agree with me on everything.
I feel the exact same way.
See? Like that! I'm moving out.
Wow, I thought they'd be together forever. You know, this marriage thing is a lot harder than it looks. Oh.
You know, Angelica, I am glad we ended up together. You taught me you have to enjoy the journey, not just the destination.
Exactly. Like if I hadn't gone into that tattoo parlor, we wouldn't be making it back in time for your interview right now.
But we wouldn't have gone into that tat shop if you hadn't made us late in the first place.
We wouldn't have been late if you hadn't lost your old backpack.
I wouldn't have lost my backpack if your big head hadn't gotten stuck in that dress.
Big mouth!
Bossy!
I wish we never got married!
We did it!
Did anybody call the police and tell them the girls were safe?
Whoops! Oh, well. We'll call when we get to school, mister.
Call me Estes.
Estes.
I'm never gonna wash this shirt again. Or these socks. Or these shorts. Maybe I just won't bathe.
I don't know why I got all aggro, man. I knew we'd get away with it.
We are a lean, mean hooky machine.
Yes!
Okay, we did. We admit it.
I'm sorry.
I'll never do it again. I swear.
Don't take me away.
He's a bad influence.